Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Glad that you're with us today on the Super Talk Mississippi Network family of stations or online. Kelly Sanner from the Southern Bancorp Studios in Hattiesburg, along with producer engineer Michael Mergens, as we now can officially say Happy New Year now that we've got the Christmas holiday behind us. Hope it was a blessed and good time for you and your family. Bob Getty on vacation this week. Dima Mixon also out of town. We did the rock, paper, scissors, and the draw the straws. We did all that sort of thing, and I lost both. So, but the good news is I get to be with you here today. This first segment brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Smoked here, love everywhere. And speaking of New Year's, if you haven't checked out the weather forecast in Hattiesburg, it's going to be cold from December 31st to January 1st, particularly at night, I think in the low 20s. Here in the Hattiesburg area. Weather's supposed to shift significantly here early in the next week. So why not stay in and put your orders in at Dickie's Barbecue Pit, not only for their great smoked meats, but their great side dishes as well. Big supporters of the Southern Miss Eagle Hour. Lot to talk about. Of course, post-bowl game, the Eagles were beaten by Western Kentucky down at the bowl game. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show and set you up for basketball coming up on Monday when the men travel to LSU. We'll get to all of that a little bit later, but great news out of the men's golf arena, or should we say the golf course, at the International Amateur Tournament that was completed this past, I guess it was completed on Sunday or Monday, down in Palm Harbor, Florida. Southern Miss freshman Jake Moffitt from Ripley won the whole thing. Not only did he win the whole thing, he won it going away. Now, these are some of the best amateurs in the world, and he won by 7 shots. Now, remember, this guy's only a freshman. So we welcome him. He's with his family, obviously, over the holidays, but we were able to track him down. And we welcome you, Jake. I could joke and say that there's not a whole lot else to do in Ripley other than to talk to us on the Eagle Hour. But you've got family. How was your Christmas?
Christmas was good. It's good to just have a lot of downtime, just to get away from golf for a minute and spend some time at home.
Now, tell us how it was that you got to play in the International Am down at Palm Harbor.
So I put in an application for the tournament, and I got Coach Eddie to send the head guy over the tournament an email because my ranking for amateur golf wasn't very, very good before the tournament when I applied, so I had to get Coach Eddie to send the extra email for me, just pretty much begging to get me in the tournament.
Coach Eddie Brescher, but again, it was ultimately their decision. What was it that you think that swayed them besides Coach Eddie's persuasive email?
I would say maybe when I sent him my resume, I put in my fall tournaments for Southern Miss, which I'd say I played pretty decent in.
Yeah, so I would say so.
Yeah.
So they're basing it more on your – well, you're only a freshman, so you don't have – you haven't had a lot of time to really build a golf resume.
Yes, sir.
But the fall you did have some good finishes, and I want to talk, because you are a freshman, about what's really compelling about your story too, Jake, is that golf, a lot of kids playing golf nowadays, they pick up a club at age 3 and they never put it down. But that has not been the case with you. Golf is a relatively new sport to you, yes?
It is. I've kind of piddled around with it my whole life pretty much, but I really didn't start like actually focusing on it till 2020. I guess I was 13.
So, and congratulations, because you're the first guest that I can remember in 10 years that has used the word piddled on the air. So good for you, Jake. But at what point did you, and we've been through this before, so this is for the benefit of people who are not familiar with you or might be tuning in for the first time. At what point did you figure out that you might have an aptitude for this? You might be pretty good at it.
I'd say probably 2 years in, maybe just starting to get into high school golf and playing some junior tournaments and noticing that I could compete and actually put up a decent score, I figured I might have a future in it.
At that time, were you looking at the other golfers and going, why do you guys find this so difficult?
Not at all. It was just as hard for me.
It was. Okay, but was it one aspect of the game that you started to master and said to yourself, yeah, I think I can do this?
I'd honestly say my irons. Short game hadn't been an easy thing for me to work on, but kind of improve. So I'd say really my iron game is something that took off first.
A good ball striker, as they say, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's talk about the experience down at Palm Harbor. What did you expect it to be, and then how was it compared to what you expected it to be?
Very similar to how I expected. I mean, we got to play a very good golf course, Innisbrook, and course was great, course was tough. My goal going into it was pretty much just make the cut. I'd never really made a cut in a bigger amateur tournament.
Now, this course was tougher than the Ripley Country Club?
Just a little bit.
Okay. Tell us about what particular problems the course presented, you and the rest of the field.
Really, tee shots were the main thing. The fairways weren't very wide, and there's lots of, especially on the Copperhead course, a lot of water hazards and just spots that you couldn't end up.
And what would you say, is still long irons the strongest part of your game, Jake? I mean, when you win a tournament by 7 shots, you got to be doing a lot of things right, but in particular.
Yes, sir, I'd say long irons are still feeling pretty good right now. Into a lot of the par fours, there's a lot of mid to long irons, so I'd say I probably had a little bit of advantage on people on that part of the game.
So the fact that some of those par fours were a little bit longer actually played into your strengths?
Yes, sir, it did.
Okay, what about the part of your game that maybe keeps you up at night a little bit?
I'd say chipping. Chipping still needs a lot of work.
Now, you hear the guys on TV all the time talk about a pitch to the green, and sometimes they'll say chip. Now, to the average mm-hmm. person at home, we mostly know everything as a chip when it's up around the green. But what's the difference, I guess, between a pitch and a chip?
I've been playing golf. This is just completed year 5, and I still don't know the difference. Same thing to me.
You just have to use one of those high-lofted clubs.
Yes, sir. Just a high-lofted club.
Okay,
that's all it means to me.
So was this a 72-hole event down in Palm Harbor?
It was.
Okay, so after the first round, kind of take us through each round, and people will go, God, how do you expect a young kid to remember each and every round? I'm telling you, all athletes, if they're baseball players and played 150 games and you pick out a particular game, they're going to know. I don't know what it is about athletes, but they always seem to know. So take us through each round, Jake.
Round one was, in my opinion, I played the Island course, which I think is the tougher out of the two. I shot 4 under, so I felt like if I get to that course round even, I'd be doing fine. And I mean, I was playing good, but didn't really expect myself to be as high up on the leaderboard as I was. And then going into round two, I just tried to stay away from a lot of bogeys. I think I shot 2 under. I think I was tied for third maybe after 2 rounds. And then going into the weekend after making the cut, I didn't really know what to expect. And there was, I think I was 4 back, so I wasn't really thinking about winning. I was just trying to stay close. And
well, you had accomplished your goal of making the cut. So
yeah, that's all I was worried about.
So then after round three, where did you stand?
After round three, I had a 1-shot lead.
Okay, and that probably surprised you, didn't it?
It did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then going away, what happened on Sunday where you just pulled away from the field?
It was really the first 5 holes. I started out 4 under through 5, and so not really an easy stretch of holes. I just happened to play good on it and just kind of played steady for the last 13.
and you just, you're having to kind of pinch yourself that you are where you are against some of the best players in the world.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So what does this win mean now, Jake, to you? And what does it mean to, because you're just a freshman, what does it mean to you and what does it mean to the Southern Miss program?
It means a lot, especially to the program. It just shows that Hattiesburg does have the facilities for good golfers. I mean, there's nothing at Hattiesburg that I don't have that I need. And then as far as me, it helps me get into a lot more tournaments. Going into summer 2025, I really didn't have any amateur status. So getting into tournaments was difficult, so I had to play a bunch of qualifiers. So now I should make it a lot easier for me to plan out a schedule for this summer.
Well, I would think that you'd be an automatic now after winning this, right?
I'd hope so.
Okay. And then you got the season, obviously, is the fall season is over for you guys, but when will the spring season pick up now for you guys at Southern Miss?
First tournament of the spring should be mid-February, I think, in Mobile, Alabama.
See, and that's not going to – you're not going to have much time once you get back from the Christmas break to get ready there. We're going to continue our discussion with Jake Moffitt, the freshman from Ripley on the Southern Miss golf team, who won the International Amateur down in Palm Harbor, Florida. Just got back this Monday, won it by 7 shots. We're going to talk about his future at Southern Miss and about 3 other signees that Eddie Brescher has inked. And then later on in the program, we'll talk about the bowl game where Southern Miss was beaten by Western Kentucky. More of the Eagle Hour in just a moment.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
This segment of the Eagle Hour, as we continue our discussion with Jake Moffitt here in a moment, brought to you by Eagle Tire West. Former Southern Miss baseball player Matt Warren invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products and full auto and truck service at Eagle Tire West, next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear Tires, the company of Goodyear, must themselves be big Southern Miss fans because their tires are called, some of them are actually called, Goodyear Eagles. Full service, and of course, Eagle Tire West, big supporter of Southern Miss Athletics, and we thank them for being a sponsor on this program. Don't forget the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, available on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can ask Alexa or Siri to play the latest edition of the Eagle Hour. Still to come, a recap of the New Orleans Bowl. Some Southern Miss fans probably still down there. I would say celebrating that it was a good season, but the Eagles, of course, beaten by Western Kentucky. We'll talk about that a little bit later on and then tell you what's to come next week, including basketball. But continuing our discussion with Jake Moffitt, the freshman golfer from Ripley, who won the International Amateur at Palm Harbor, Florida last week, won it going away by 7 shots. And Jake, your folks got to go with you. One got to go with you to Jacksonville and then on to Tampa for the event. The Florida courses on the PGA Tour are usually played after that West Coast swing that begins with Hawaii and then goes into the LA and San Diego area and then over to Florida, but it always tends to be really windy and a little bit chilly. The weather conditions, though, you said at Palm Harbor were pretty calm. Explain more to us what weather conditions you faced.
Yes, sir. I was there for almost 10 days, and I think it rained one day, and it was 75 and sunny every day. We really didn't have any wind, so it made the golf a lot easier.
How would you say that you play the wind?
I would say I play pretty good in the wind. I'm pretty good at controlling the golf ball, whether the wind's into, down, or across. So I'd say wind maybe helped me out compared to the field sometimes.
Because, you know, a lot of people, when they talk about the PGA Tour and the European Tour, they'll say, man, Americans rarely win the British Open. And they go, I wonder why Americans don't hardly ever win the British Open. And I would say it's because of the way the Europeans play the wind, because those courses are wide open, you know, over there.
It is.
In the British Open, which makes it pretty difficult. So on the Southern Miss team now, you talked about the facilities. There are three signees that Coach Eddie Brescher has signed. One from Thailand, one from Paraguay, and one from Jackson, Mississippi. So if you don't think Southern Miss is able to extend its recruiting tentacles out a little ways, you're wrong. Because and where in the world would Eddie Brescher have found a kid from Ripley, Mississippi, particularly a guy who kind of got into the golf business late, Jake Moffitt?
Yeah, I have no idea. Every year, Mississippi Golf hosts a junior tournament where all the Mississippi junior golfers come. And I think, I have no idea from Coach Eddie, but I know it's the first time I'd ever seen him was at that junior tournament. He was watching a couple of kids in our group. So I guess maybe that's where he found me.
And did you tear it up?
I played all right. I think I got second in the tournament.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. I mean, cut yourself a little bit of slack, you know.
Yeah.
What was it about your game that he liked, Jake?
I think he liked, I would say I had a good attitude. I would say that was a big thing. And just love competing. I'd say those were probably two of the big things.
Now, do either one of your folks golfers?
My dad plays.
He does, okay. But it wasn't one of those dads that was going to make sure that you had the golf club in your hand at three and beat you over the head with it and say, get out there and hit balls, right?
I'd say.
Okay. Well, that's a cool thing. So have you gotten to talk to any of your teammates? Because this kind of happened during the Christmas break.
I have. I've talked to pretty much most of the team.
That's got to be pretty cool. What was their reaction?
They thought it was pretty cool. They were pretty happy for me.
Yeah, I would think so. And does this, even though you're a freshman now, you know, those seniors are still going to tell you what it's all about, right?
Yeah, I still got my freshman duty.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't matter what you get. That as long as that freshman is in front of your name, you've still got problems. And
you
hear so much about NIL deals and transfer portal and all that kind of stuff. The natural reaction for anybody listening would go, "Oh well, somebody's going to, you know, one of these big schools, a Wake Forest, or you know Duke, or one of these big golf playing schools are going to come and snatch him up," but that type of activities in the college sports realm haven't happened yet, as far as you know, right, Jake? Do you think that all this stuff that's going on in football and basketball will trickle down eventually?
I think it'll trickle down. It goes on in golf, but it's not as – I don't think it's as heavy as it is in maybe the other major sports.
So what goals do you set for yourself now?
I mean, all
you wanted to do was make the cut, and you win the thing by seven shots.
I guess I'm gonna have to raise my goals now.
Yeah, have you even thought about that yet?
Not really. I don't think so.
Well, was Santa Claus good to you?
He was good to me.
got a little money in that pocket now, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yes, sir.
Well, we want to wish you nothing but the best, Jake, from Ripley, the booming metropolis of. Now, wasn't Coach Will Hall from up around that area?
He is. He's from Amory. He's from
Amory.
Amory, yeah, which is probably maybe an hour from Ripley.
Okay, not too far then, but
not too far.
Got some good Southern Miss ties up in that part of the state, and we congratulate you, Jake. That's I think part of the appeal to you as an athlete is that none of this is really phasing you too much. You just go out there and play, and if it's good enough, it's good enough, and if it's not, it's not. But so far, it's been plenty good, young man. Way to go.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Jake Moffitt, everybody, a freshman on the Southern Miss golf team, again winning the International Amateur, a four-round tournament in Palm Harbor, Florida, against some of the top international collegiate golfers in the country. And one of the things that he had said in the first part of that segment was that when you look at the facilities now at Southern Miss with the training center that they have out there, which all of this is now staged at the Hattiesburg Country Club facility, that there isn't anything now that a golfer at Southern Miss doesn't have at their disposal, both on the men's and women's team, that can't help make them better golfers. So when you look at the golf team and how it has, and of all the minor sports, golf and track and field have probably been the most consistent, solid performers in the past 4 or 5 years, and those facilities have been upgraded a little bit. So when people say facilities are overrated, you know, you might could argue that a little bit, but when you see something like the success that Jake Moffitt has had, you could also say that it's a legitimate argument as well. So something to keep in mind, especially when I think 6 years ago they talked about upgrading Reed Green Coliseum. And although some work has been done, not a whole lot of it visible to the naked eye, where, again, not a blade of grass has been moved. This reminder that Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of year, but don't forget about the most important player, and that is you. Get an annual physical to be sure that your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. You can reach out online at foresthealth.org. That's Forest with two R's, just like the county, foresthealth.org. And home repair, home remodeling, home construction, or right now, Christmas decorations, discounted. Everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden is available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. It's real easy to find. It's on Highway 98. Just go past the 589 interchange, and you will find MCS on the right. It's Hattiesburg's new home improvement center with local folks eager to help you. The address is 7329 Highway 98 West. We thank them for their continued support of the Eagle Hour. Now, we're going to break into the college bowl game that Southern Miss played in our next segment. We're going to do this. We're going to talk a little bit about the bowl game and how much can you really take to account what this game meant as far as the performance of the Eagles? What does it really mean, if anything, about the future of the Blake Anderson era, which is now officially underway? Who is leaving? Who has made overtures that they're leaving in the transfer portal? And how much more difficult or easier will it be to put a team together, considering the 31 seniors, I think, that have no more eligibility? We'll put it that way, because you can't really say seniors anymore, because even they're getting extra years of eligibility. But what that means as far as putting a team together for Southern Miss football for next season, and what is the realistic expectation going forward now after Southern Miss was beaten by Western Kentucky, an old Conference USA foe? And now Conference USA actually has a better bowl season record than the Sun Belt, when most outsiders looking in think that the Sun Belt is an overall better conference. Lots of things to ponder, and we'll do that when the Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
Southern Miss to the top.
At the Southern Bancorp Studios in Hattiesburg, Kelly Sander along with producer-engineer Michael Mergens. Dima Mixon on vacation today, so is Bob Getty. The gang will all be here on Monday as we begin the countdown toward the end of the year and turning over that calendar to 2026. This segment of the program brought to you by DBAT. And, of course, once the first of the year gets here, all your travel softball and baseball players, that's all they're thinking about, is hitting the fields, getting ready for practice, because some of these tournaments start second week of February. So it's not a very long period of time that they have to get ready. And DBAT's going to be a really especially popular place with the indoor temperature-controlled facilities, the batting cages, everything meticulous, clean. And if you just want to get in shape for the brand-new year, they can also help you take care of that as well. Check out the beautiful facility just off of Interstate 59 in Hattiesburg. DBAT, Luke Reynolds, the manager there, former Southern Miss baseball player. They'll get you all fixed up with whatever you need. We appreciate DBAT's support of not only this program, but of Southern Miss. Of course, the Golden Eagles beaten by Western Kentucky in the bowl game at the New Orleans Bowl, 24-16 was the final score down in New Orleans. And the Hilltoppers, with three second-half touchdowns, come on and put away the victory. And someone who was there and actually remembers the game, as much fun and frivolity as was had, is on the phone with us, our own Marchant Kenny, contributor specifically for this bowl game. Break it down, Marchant, from your point of view. First of all, what you liked about the Eagles did, and with some things that disappointed you a little bit.
I guess one thing that I did like was defensive performance in the first half, and then a lot of spurts where they definitely had some nasty bunch of vibes going on, three turnovers. You know, was I overall pleased with it, though? No. You know, but that's, there weren't enough highlights where I wasn't overly disappointed with the defense. What I didn't like was the second half. And, you know, their third string quarterback comes in and looks like Joe Montana picking us apart. And, you know, we might have been the best quarterback in the field in that second half. And I know he was a starter last year, but still, third string guy comes in and picks you apart. Definitely didn't like that.
Yeah, I think I said the final score was 24-16. It was, of course, 27-16. You're talking about Western Kentucky quarterback Maverick McIver, and all he did was, yeah, all he did was come off the bench and complete 12 of 19 for 199 yards. Now, he did throw a pick, but that's not unusual against that Southern Miss defense that quarterbacks have been throwing picks all year. But he rushed for a season-high 48 yards on eight carries, and he actually had a touchdown. Matthew Henry, another receiver for Western Kentucky, put up 126 yards in receiving. Now, Breland Braxton had a 35-yard touchdown pass to Chapman. But I think what a lot of people are kind of wondering about, Marchant, is the Eagles piled up 265 yards in the first half, and they held the Toppers to just 84. And then, as you mentioned, it was kind of a tale of two cities. The Toppers outgained the Golden Eagles 338 yards to 112 in the second half. So what was Western Kentucky doing better, or what was Southern Miss not doing near as well?
I'm telling you, it was a quarterback who came in, Maverick McIver, 18, Miami Vice, you know, all the 80s. His name is Maverick McIver, but he came in, and he was just a difference maker, and I never thought I'd have said that in the bowl game, but the best quarterback on the field was Maverick, not Braylon, in the second half. I mean, you know, he was a game changer. And, you know, the quarterback, when he's performing like that, that's a tough hill to get over. And then, as we know, all season long, we haven't really put four quarters together many games. And, you know, and sure enough, a tale of two halves with us. So, yeah, the second half was just – fourth quarter was tough to watch.
I'll tell you,
we just didn't look good.
What was really disappointing, too, is when you look at the way that this season ended for Southern Miss, everything was coming up roses at one point when they were, what, 7-2 at one point? Might have been 7-3 at one point. 7-2?
7-1.
7-1. Okay, and then come back and lose the last, how many, what, four or five in a row?
It was just, you know, looking at the season, though, you know, yeah, it's disappointing what could have been, you know, a 10-plus win season, Sun Belt title game. But, Kelly, let's just call it what it is. After the Will Hall era, who's now the head football coach at Tulane, right?
So anything can happen, right?
Right? Anything can happen. But, you know, if you told me at the start of the season we'd have 7 wins, go to the New Orleans Bowl, play for the West Division title the last game, man, Kelly, you got to be crazy if I wouldn't take that.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And really, how much stock, realistically, should anybody put in their school's bowl game as far as what it means for the future, particularly in the current landscape of college football?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about just don't get too low on a New Orleans bowl loss, I guess is your vibe.
Exactly, because, I mean, who knows? But again, not just Southern Miss, but Western Kentucky shouldn't get too high about their victory, because you can be, you know, the cupboards can be cleaned out because of the transfer portal, and Southern Miss, and particularly with 31 players, I guess, that have no more eligibility, and only 9 guys they signed in the, you know, out of the high school ranks. So, what's the realistic expectation going forward now, Marchant, considering all the things that we've talked about?
I mean, one thing I do love about them hiring Blake Anderson, it continues a process. Because, you know, several times in Southern Miss football head coaching hiring history, we have tried to reinvent the wheel from predecessor. And, you know, Blake Anderson comes in and kind of continues that process vibe that Coach Hoff was doing. And, you know, I'm very pleased with the hire. And I do believe, you know, the 7-8 win seasons, I just got a feeling are kind of here to stay. You know, 6 losing seasons just are going to be very disappointing. I think Southern Miss definitely put themselves back on the map in the Sun Belt as far as recruits want to get to, and we just take a little serious look at Southern Miss. So, with the process kind of continuing, it's not like, you know, Fedora then went to Ellis Johnson. We're going with a guy, Blake Anderson. I mean, hopefully everybody knows, as far as a resume for a head coach retired, he has the best resume we've ever hired as a head coach. You know, everything he did over at Utah State and championships won and bowl games won. So, yeah, we got a good one, that's for sure. And I believe the process is set in place. Now, it's hard to put much into this year's team because the transfer portal,
right,
and NIL and all that. So, you know, hopefully we can hit the transfer portal pretty well and get the right players to, you know, especially to fill Braylon's shoes, because that quarterback position, just having a guy like him at the center this year made a world of difference.
Yeah, but here's something we really haven't peeled back. When Charles Huff came here, he brought, you know, 20-some players with him from Marshall, a team that had won the conference the year before. Blake Anderson does not have that advantage. He was already on staff at Southern Miss. Can't bring in 21 guys from, you know, whatever XYZ university. So it's apples and oranges as to how this team is going to be built compared to the way Huff did it. And now Blake Anderson is really left with kind of a mess as far as the talent cupboards being depleted. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I hate to say mess, because, yeah, we did get extremely fortunate being able to have that many Marshall football players on the Sun Belt Championship team come over. And, you know, you can't expect that a lot. But what I've noticed, and maybe you noticed too, in the last 10, 15 years of Sun Belt, especially when the transfer portal has been kicking in, I mean, teams are kind of winning in waves big. If you remember, the Cajuns had a couple of years of the top 25. Then Troy had a couple of years top 25. JMU's on their run right now. Coastal Carolina's on to had a couple of years where they were really kicking it. And it just, if you get fortunate enough in the transfer portal to get enough players, it's your turn, your wave of players, you know, and, you know, then you can have those kind of years. And, yeah, everybody's covered there. I mean, these things are annual now, if you ask me, you know, 25 seasons over. You know, it wasn't like 96. You know, we got a lot of team coming back in 97. It's just everything's annual now, man. And, you know, just what we can do in the transfer portal. And I did look up Blake Anderson's recruiting. Forgive me if I got the year wrong, but I believe in 21 he lost a ton of players. So he had to hit the JUCO and transfer portal route. And he brought in well over it was a high percentage of players. And took that Utah State team to an 11-3 record, a bowl game, top 25 conference championship. So he knows what to do when the cupboard's bare. Just Google it, what he did with Utah State 22.
Yeah, and I that probably is a poor choice of words, mess, because he does know what he's doing.
Yeah, come on, Kelly.
But the fact that Marshall, you had a 21-player lead, so to speak, when Charles Huff coming here, because he came with that many players. That's just 21 players less that Blake Henderson is going to have at his disposal immediately. All right, I want to move on. A lot of is being made in the social media circles that outstanding linebacker Chris Jones put out a statement saying, you know, thank you, Hattiesburg, and thank you, Southern Miss. We're going into a commercial break, Marchand, but I want to hang on to you because I wanted to get your reaction. Is this Chris Jones saying goodbye to Southern Miss forever via the transfer portal, or is he simply thanking the fan base for continued support? We'll get Marchant Kenny's read on that as the Eagle Hour begins to wrap up after these commercial messages.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Final segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by 4th Street Bar and Grill. 4th Street was open yesterday, Christmas afternoon at 5 o'clock, and entertained folks all through the night. And, of course, there'll be business as usual now up until New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. We'll keep you posted about those hours. Everybody knows your name at 4th Street Bar and Grill, particularly if you're a Southern Miss fan. It is the place to pregame and post-game. Don't forget their $11.95 blue plate lunch at 4th Street Bar and Grill, right over the 4th Street Bridge over Highway 49 in the shadow of the Rock. And Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Marchant Kenny on his way to St. Louis, Missouri, or Missouri, however they pronounce it there. But I did, going into the break, Marchant, a lot of traction, a lot of attention being given to the social media post that Chris Jones put out saying thank you to the city of Hattiesburg, thank you to Southern Miss. About 50% of the fan base kind of thinks it's a farewell, that he's going to take money that he, in this environment, certainly would deserve and command to maybe go to another school. Other people just think, he's a homegrown guy, and he's just thanking everybody for the continued support. How do you read it, Marchant? What do you think?
I just read into it as, thanks, everybody. And, I mean, I don't really get caught up in what he might be trying to say and things like that. And, you know, I'm very thankful for him. In this day and age of the transfer portal, I mean, if I was in his shoes and a six-figure deal to go somewhere else, man, I love you, Southern Miss, but I mean, what are you going to do? You know, it's but what I did, I actually tweeted something out, and it wasn't targeted to Chris Jones. It was just targeted to guys thinking of leaving, because Chris Jones happens to be a guy who could build a serious legacy at Southern Miss.
Yes,
and you know, and I tweeted these guys. You know, hopefully they understand they have a lifetime to make money. A very short window to build a legacy, and I kind of focused that part, maybe more thankful for Frank Gore Jr., what he did. He stayed, and he's got a legacy. You know, he was a part of some bad teams, but nobody's going to remember that about Frank Gore. They're going to remember him still running through that Rice defense in the bowl game, you know, and he was a special player, great human being, great guy, and, you know, there's how many Frank Gores are we going to have again?
No,
you know, Chris Jones does have that potential.
Yes.
To be so memorable, and it'd be a first ballot Hall of Famer at Southern Miss.
Yes, but
go somewhere else that they may not have.
And I understand that comparison, but with all due respect to Frank Gore Jr., he was not an NFL prototype like Chris Jones is. I mean, when you look at Chris Jones, this is a guy that everybody says, and not just Southern Miss people, everybody says, this guy just not only has a future at Southern Miss or wherever, but has a future to be playing on Sunday. That's where I think the comparison goes off the track.
Well, I know what you're saying. You're talking professional,
right,
though, and that getting into the future professional ranks. And, yeah, he's got all the tools to play in the big leagues later on. And 2-3 years from now, but the legacy is what you do at Southern Miss and the years you stay at the school. And, you know, Frank Gore Jr., nobody looked at what he could do in the NFL. I'm looking at this all directed when I tweeted about what he did at Southern Miss and his legacy. And, you know, Chris Jones is another year, man. What a legacy he can build. I mean, my goodness. One of the best linebackers we've ever had. You never know, you know? It's just these two-year windows, one-year windows, and it's just a blip in the radar sometimes, man.
And I'm sure that in the next couple of weeks, particularly as the football playoffs progress, we're going to start seeing more and more clarity when it comes to what the future for some of these Southern Miss players are, one way or the other. But I don't think anybody could blame Chris Jones if he were to take the money and run.
No, I mean, I've talked to Coach Bauer himself. I'm like, Coach, the diehard bled black and gold back in 97. I was a broke kid coming from a boys' home. You know, I had no money. And
yeah.
Some school my senior year offers me six figures to go play football.
Right.
Man, Coach Bauer would whip my butt if I even tried. But, you know, just saying, it's, what are you supposed to do, man? And, I hope Chris stays, you know, but. But one thing, Southern Miss fans and college football fans in general, what I do preach as much as I can, and you know, the players are great, follow them, but this transfer portal, it's hard to really, you know, have a player you keep up with every year, because they just come and go.
Yeah.
Be about the brand, Southern Miss brand, that's going to get you through.
Well spoken, Marchant. I just wish more people would listen. But
you
it's
know what?
Just the world we live in.
Negative fans sometimes. Are you
No, I unfortunately, I'm a realist, I think. I'm a pragmatist. Actually, I joke with people that I'm a Seventh-day Horizontalist. I just lay flat on my back on Sundays and watch football. Hey, you guys are on your way to St. Louis. Be careful. Happy New Year, Kennys.
No, Happy New Year to you, Kelly. Make sure you make a good resolution.
I make the same one every year, and I fail within the first 12 hours. So.
And you're a quitter. You gotta stay the path.
Even my therapist quit, Marchant. Hey, take care, guys. Thank you, Marchant Kenny. Hey, basketball wise, the Lady Eagles will be back in action New Year's night, January 1st, 6 o'clock against Arkansas State. That'll be their third straight home game. The men are playing Monday night at LSU. Not a conference game, but a game nonetheless. We'll have a preview of that on Monday. Hope you all have a great weekend. Continue to enjoy your holidays. For producer-engineer Michael Mergens, I'm Kelly Sander. Thanks for joining us. Until Monday at 1 o'clock, we say Southern Miss
to the top. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.